Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state's outbreak of bird flu. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Ohio has been one of the state's hardest hit by a highly pathogenic avian influenza, commonly referred to as bird flu. The devastating infection that can lead farmers to euthanize whole flocks has been detected in 10 Ohio counties in recent months. Timothy McDermott is a veterinarian and assistant professor with Ohio State University Extension. He's been following the outbreak. Hello, Tim.
How do you do?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. The Ohio Department of Agriculture Director Brian Baldridge has said that the state is pushing 6 million of these types of infections. Help us understand, what is this virus and how is it spreading?
So highly pathogenic avian influenza is an influenza virus that is highly contagious, that affects birds. It is shed in secretions of infected birds. And when I say secretions, like feces or nasal secretions, and then those particles can be shed out of the birds onto surfaces or passed from bird to bird. That way.
So how can Ohio farms protect themselves then from bird flu? What kind of precautions are they able to take?
Our main weapon, when we talk about the tools in the toolbox to try to prevent highly pathogenic avian influenza affecting flocks, either commercial or backyard, is called biosecurity. I work majority with backyard producers and backyard poultry keepers. And we talk about, you know, in your coop or your run, you want to make sure that the only animals that your backyard flock interacts with are the people that take care of them. I don't even want songbirds or any other birds getting in there. If you have water on your property, you want to make sure that your birds don't have access to it, because a lot of the virus can be shed by migratory waterfowl that would be attracted to the water on the farm. And that would be a highly risky environment for your backyard flock.
Last year in Ohio, we saw more than just birds impacted, though. There were a couple of dairy farms in Northwest Ohio that detected the virus in cattle. Do humans need to be worried about contracting this virus?
I would say humans need to practice biosecurity as well, meaning that when you're working with your animals, you need to make sure you're wearing the proper PPE, personal protective equipment, and you are taking the necessary steps to make sure that you don't have any potential disease transmission. And quite honestly, that was the recommendation even before a highly pathogenic avian influenza. There's all kind of diseases that can be shared between species. There have been cases of high path in people. I don't think there's any spread from person to person. I think they picked that up from animals that had the disease.
Ohio is the second largest egg-producing state behind Iowa, and we've already seen egg prices north of $4. With nearly a million egg-laying chickens culled in Dark County alone, what could that mean for consumers?
Right now, I can tell you, as a person who really enjoys eating eggs, it's a little bit of a concern to my pocketbook when I go to purchase them, although it's still not a price that is causing a major problem for me personally, but probably for some other families. I know that the Ohio poultry industry is doing everything they can. There is a bunch of research being done right now on different strategies that can be used to address this outbreak, to try to get the control underway so that we can bring the prices down to where we were seeing them before the outbreak.
That's Timothy McDermott, a veterinarian and assistant professor with Ohio State University Extension. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.